what it is, it's an interactive skin. I kind of like to compare it to almost like the hairs on the back of a cat standing up or scales kind of curling up, that uses multiple sensors on the body to detect when its user is stressed. And when those heightened stress levels are detected, the skin kind of changes form. So it starts out as a nice flat skin. And as you start to get stressed, yeah, so those hairs on the back of the cat or the scales kind of start to curl upwards and stand upwards, which invites the user to then want to kind of pat them back to being smooth. And that patting repetitive motion helps bring calm to the user. It helps calm them down in something that's called the relaxation response.
Why did you want to tackle stress? Was it being a student?
There's a lot of things that kind of ties into it. I think just going into honours itself, it's probably the most prevalent emotion that you feel. At the same time, I do come from a family in a background of psychology and mental health, working in those areas. So it was always a subject that was very openly talked about in the environment that I grew up in, but I noticed in kind of society it wasn't exactly something that was spoken about or readily accepted. So yeah, I wanted to kind of solve a problem not only with stress itself, but kind of create this beautiful skin or wearable device that could almost kind of change the stigma around stress as well.
What did you notice in your research about why people get stressed or how people get stressed and how they can alleviate it?
I guess the one common thing that I did find is that the biggest problem is people generally can't identify the first signs of stress. So it's one of those things where it almost becomes like an everyday feeling to us. So we just kind of brush it off, and then it builds and builds and builds till, you know, you have a panic attack or an anxiety attack, or, you know, there are even more consequences when it comes to like blood pressure and your heart and things like that.
And as a designer, what were some of the things that you had to consider when coming up with implementing this design into a product?
It was really difficult to kind of pick one direction to take because there's so many that you can take. But I did look into the big trends in design at the moment and what product trend would be most accepted if it could potentially turn into a product. And the wearables technology is a really big trend at the moment with, like you said, Fitbits. It's all taking off. And the really interesting thing about wearable technology that I did find in my research was we have such a connection to technology these days. Like it's almost an extension of ourselves. We do have this really strong emotional attachment to our technology. So I thought it would be perfect to kind of tie in that intrinsic relationship that we already have with technology with something that could affect those emotions.
What sort of research into stress and the human body did you have to undertake to create this prototype?
To detect the stress was probably the biggest step that I had to take in my research to kind of understand how you can detect stress, because obviously it's different in every person. The way that I looked at it was through particular sensors on the body, and the two that I found that if you use them in conjunction with each other, they can detect stress levels is the galvanic skin response and the respiratory rate in a user.
Could you expand on what is it, the
galvanic skin response and heart rate? So your galvanic skin response is essentially your skin's conductance. So that sensor can detect the arousal levels in a user. So, you know, whether you're excited or calm. And then the respiratory rate and the heart rate can detect the valence. So whether that's a good or bad response. So if it's, say, excited and good, then, you know, that's a happy excited. But if it's excited and bad, that's more your stressed excited state.
And how did the skin sense, I guess, on a technical level with the copper, was it copper wires?
Yeah,
attached?
So that was
how does it work?
That was another really interesting part is I was using a material called Pyrolux, which had only actually been, I guess, invented in the end of 2015. So it was really experimental material that I was working with. That is what the actual wearable skin was made out of. It's essentially a few layers, all with different thermal expansion rates. So they curl when they get heated, and you can completely customize the way you want it to curl and bend by manipulating those copper traces.
Yeah. That's fascinating. But also that calming, padding the actual skin sense, that calms you. How did you find that in your research? Where did you find that?
Yeah, so it was really, I guess one of the really positive things that I got out of last year was that I wasn't just researching design. I got to research into the area of kind of psychology and stress, which is again another really fascinating field. So getting to tie them together was really interesting to me. And I found the relaxation response, which is the repetitive motion of smoothing something down, which is again linked to a lot of literature in petting animals. A lot of people, as a therapeutic technique, pet animals, and that repetitive motion kind of curbs the stress levels because it changes the focus of something and you're now focusing on something else in a repetitive manner. So that repetitive manner kind of extends the period of time that you're distracted, essentially. So you get to spend some time calming down.
Where do you see the potential for the skin sense? Like, I guess commercially, could elements of it like be expanded into almost like a Fitbit type of band that's already on the market?
The reason that I focused my honours solely on the interactive skin itself, I didn't actually embed it into any device, is because it does have so much potential to be put into so many different products. Like, you can definitely put it on your wrist, you can put it on a wristband, and then it's, you know, a bit of a jewelry piece, a bit of a statement, and it's, again, so easily interacted with. It can be something that, you know, you could maybe put on the back of your jacket so people around you know that you're stressed. There's just so many different routes that people can take it. So there's definitely potential for it to be put into a product, but I don't think I'd be able to narrow it down to one.